first I want to say, who wants a world without change? Be pretty boring, wouldn't it? If the weather stayed exactly the same all the time. If, although we may think it would be a good thing if our bodies stayed exactly the same all the time. If our thinking stayed exactly the same every time. We wouldn't want that. One of the most challenging things, though, in this universe is that change is occurring all around us. And guess what? It's for our highest good. You know, when we were born, we should have had a tattoo across our forehead that said, "Beware. Item is subject to change." Because that's what happens as we go about in our lives, right? We're born in darkness, but we weren't meant to stay in darkness. We're meant to come into the awareness of the light, and that light illumines our paths and gives us guidance. You know, when I moved to St. Louis, I was told, if you don't like the weather, just hold on, it'll change. We've been experiencing that the past few months, haven't we? We've had spring, winter, fall, summer, all in the same week, sometimes. Yes, that's change, but that's drastic change, isn't it? One thing we often forget is that with change, there is a flow, a harmony in the universe. We may not believe that when we have such turbulent weather as we had these past few days, but there's a harmony, there's a flow to the universe. If we bring our minds, our consciousness, into that high frequency of spirit, we'd realize that change lifts us up into this higher state of consciousness, closer to the goal. And what's the goal? To live a Christ life. Now, that doesn't mean a life where nothing happens. That's where people miss the mark. That's where they forget. Things are going to happen. We get caught up in the moment, though, sometimes, don't we? And what creeps in? That fear, that doubt. Yeah. That's because we get caught up in the appearances of things. But when we realize that there is a process in which we grow, for me it really feels like an awakening. You know, there's a process in which I grow into an awakening of my true nature, of my true spirit, of what I am on this universe to be. Yeah, I like the way it's beginning to look outside. It's a great analogy of our lives. Remember just maybe 3-4 months ago, the trees were bare. They didn't even have buds on them. All of a sudden, there was an explosion. That's the beauty of the earth. Now, when I was younger, when winter began to come, I thought, oh, here comes the snow, here comes the winter. But now I know that it's a part of the process of change. Just as the earth must take a rest, We also need to take a break from the hustle bustle of daily living and back off and center ourselves so that when change occurs, we know it's what? It's just the process that we're moving through. You know, there are some changes that happen by choice. You know, I may change to choose jobs. I may change to come to church. I may change to do all sorts of fuzzy, warm things. But then there are the things, the change that changes us for the better. But at the time, we're so hurt, it's so unexpected, we don't realize this. Losing a job, serious health issues that hinder the lifestyle that you may be accustomed to. For some of us, this aging process, the body no longer moves like we want it to move, does it? But one thing to remember when experiencing any kind of change, even that gets us up off our seats. Have you noticed that there are changes that occur that get you up and stirred up and make you begin to think and get into motion? Get in that flow of life. I call those necessary changes. Just like the pearl needs that stimulation, that friction, sometimes I need that stimulation and that friction to get me to going in the morning. You know, the thought of anticipation of what the day is going to bring and what my role in that day is going to be. You know, we don't always know why or when or where or why we're in the midst of some of the changes that occur in our lives. You ever say, why is this happening to me? Necessary process to get you into flow, to get your attention. These are the changes that change us, the changes that occur without us making them happen. There's one thing, though. Well, first, I want to thank you, Deborah, for your song, because I want to read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. And I love reading this when I'm thinking of change. A lot of times it's read because someone has moved on from this earth plane. But I like to think of it because it reminds me that my life is a spiral, and not downward, but upward. Why? And why are you here? Because we're all here wanting to know our true selves, wanting to know what's this thing about Christ in us. What's the connection? What keeps the stars to moving in the universe? What makes the rain? We're all here because we're curious about this thing called life. And this thing called life is eternal. It's not a fleeting moment. We move into another experience. So when I think about changes, I think about flow, about purpose, about movement, about activity. Change doesn't make us stagnant. It makes us grow. In Ecclesiastes, it says, to every season, to everything, there is a season. A time and a purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. I have to pause here a moment, because sometimes we have to die to those old habits in order to move up into the new, into the higher thought realm, into that realm which is going to support us in this thing called life no matter what. But it's a matter of trust. And it also says there's a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather the stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. We know a little bit about that, don't we? A time to get and a time to lose and a time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow and a time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. That's change. That's constant change. But in order to see the changes working together for the good of all mankind, we must make that connection. We say one presence, one power. Do we believe it? That's making the connection. I've had people say, well, nothing ever bothers you. You have a bundle of security and resources or what. But the thing is, I have the most important thing out of all of that. And that's an awareness that grows daily that I am more than just a body. That I am a spiritual being, that I'm placed on this earth plane not to be just another fixture, like the lights in here, not to be just another body moving around creating a ruckus. I am here to be love that binds and connects, and so are you. You are here to be wisdom, so that as those wars rage, we feed energy into those areas of the world of peace, of love, that there is a place where you can go for solace, and that's within, making the connection. It's not a fairy tale. It's a reality. In you is that spark. In you is that which is unchanging. You know, a lot of people think God changes, that he makes this one have peace and this one have war, and that he makes this one prosperous and this one poor. God is the one unchanging thing in the universe. God is spirit. God is energy. God is that which moves through us, spurring us into action, because we are to be a part of the process. We are to be a part of the flow. We are to be a part of keeping things from getting stagnant. We're spiritual beings. I don't know how many times I've stood in this very spot and said that, but if you only take one thing from here ever, know that you are a spiritual being, and that we're to learn from this human experience. I looked up, you know, I'm in the dictionary all the time. I looked up the dictionary definition of trust. Trust is a firm belief, or so they say, a firm belief in the reliability, a firm belief in the truth, a firm belief in the ability or strength of someone or something. Not physical strength. We're talking about that staying power. Trust is, and especially like this, trust is confidence, belief, freedom. Freedom from doubt. Trust is also a sureness, a certainty, an assurance, a conviction. What do we say? God is. And because God is, we are. We move because that's energy. And we're all a part of that process. You know, people say, well, traditional sometimes say, well, how do you know that? And Jesus Christ assured us, I am in the Father. He in me and I in you. What does that say to you? That says we're part of the whole. There's no separation as we may have been taught. That's why this flow is important. This growth is important. This process is important because we learn from birth. Well, we forget where we come from originally when we're born in these bodies. And people tell us over and over and over that there's a presence out here and not in here. And as we go through the process and the light bulb comes on, just as it did for me, I think I was, 25 or 30 before I began to know that the spirit, that energy is within me. I went along going to church. I've always been in church. But was I taking life lessons from church? Sorta. But the biggest lesson I learned is when I stepped into this process that we talk about here and began to learn, I am special. I am not only loved, I am love. I am peace. Not only does peace come in my life, I am that peace. And you know what controls it? What thoughts I hold in mind. What thoughts I put out here in the universe. What thoughts I circulate. What thoughts vibrate from me. And yes, sometimes they're not so good. But remember, it's a process, it's a flow, it's a learning. As they used to say in school, it's a learning curve. But once you establish yourself in this truth of your being, no one can take it from you. It's always there. It's, as I said, trust is a sureness, a certainty. It's a conviction. It's a conviction. Deepak Chopra wrote, every experience you have is the seed of an opportunity. Oh, wow, think about that. Every experience you have is a seed of opportunity. It's a seed of opportunity. What happens with seeds when they're planted? They grow, don't they? Unless you don't tend to them, unless you don't nurture it, unless you don't feed it the proper fertilizer. What's our fertilizer? knowing that we are a part of the whole, that spirit is in us that was in Jesus Christ, that we too have the Christ within. And that's our seed. That's what we want to explode. That's what we want to continue to nurture. No matter what the appearance is saying, no matter what the naysayers say to you, trust in the process. And that brings about a change that will elevate you to that higher state of consciousness. Why trust the process of change? Because life unfolds as it should. If you get in that flow, sweeping upward in your consciousness, those old lessons begin to fall away. Those experiences, you begin to use them to move forward. If childhood was terrible, you take what was happening in that experience and you learn from it and you move on and you progress. What's your safety net? You know what your safety net is. Leaning into that Christ spirit within you. Do you even know that safety net? Yes, everyone here knows that safety net. Lean into the flow. I just want to leave you with something from Martha Smock. It's a poem that she wrote, and well, wouldn't you know, it's called Progress. And I'm just going to read one of the sections of this. I have a bunch of daily words, and when I was up at Unity, I got a bunch of daily words from the year that I was born, and I was going to say it, but, well, you'll know when I tell you this. I've told my age, but anyway, it's from a daily word, December 1947, and it reads, "Could we but see the pattern of our days, we should discern how devious were the ways by which we came to this the present time. This place in life, we should see the climb our souls have made it up through the years." I love that. Just think, we grow through change. Whenever things are bombarding you and coming at you, think, we grow through change. We begin to return to our original origin, which is spirit. We grow through change. So why not join me in trusting the process of change? Our community here is constantly changing, isn't it? Are you thinking, oh no? Or are you stepping into that change and listening for what is yours to do in the midst of it? Let us connect, because you can't move through this without the connection. You can't move through this without taking time to turn within. And in this process, let us begin with affirming the prayer given to us by Jesus Christ. Together, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So we breathe in this moment. We breathe in this moment, allowing ourselves stillness, allowing ourselves to make that inward journey from the head down into our heart region. Breathing in helps us to make our way through the changes in life. It brings us into the present moment where you know that you are surrounded by the one power in the universe. Breathing in and breathing out, you may focus on something in the room or the candles up here, or close your eyes, but give yourself permission in this moment, right here, right now, to just be. Be the spiritual being you were created to be. Be that which is part of the whole. Let yourself get into the flow. We give ourselves permission in this moment and this time to drop all concerns, to let go of anything that we need do, and just allow the flow, the energy of spirit. Take time daily to just breathe and rest and trust. If there are things that need to be resolved, set them aside, knowing that journeying deep within, you'll reach and touch that spot that will illuminate your path. And as we come to that point deep within, we step over the threshold into an inner world of light, of love, of peace. And we take a moment to sit in the quiet and absorb. Feeling that one presence, that one power. Breathing in and breathing out. Settling into this moment, right here, right now. And as we return to the presence of this room, we know that we are elevated in our thinking, that we are letting go of the old and moving into the new, trusting the process. Knowing that every time we turn within, we touch the hem of the garment of truth of our being. And all the power of the universe is ours, but just as that seed needs planting and nurturing so that it may take root and grow, so does our spiritual nature. And we have just planted the seed deep within us. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful that that spark of light is ignited within us, that our paths are no longer dark, but covered with light, light that guides and leads us to our highest good. And so, right here, right now, today, we trust in that process of change, knowing that all is well in our worlds. And we let our light shine from the inside out, illuminating and letting everyone within our frequency feel your love and your glory and your presence. So for this, dear God, we are grateful. We are grateful and we say thank you, God. And we do so in the name of the living, loving Christ, stirring and moving within each and every one of us, connecting us together in oneness. And we know that this is so, and so it is.